now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reaper Graphics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome to KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Day. This is Lorette Brashear with the Chino Valley Area Chamber of Commerce. On our program today, you will hear from the Prescott Farmers Market, Kitch Academy, and Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. So please stay tuned. This is KQ&A's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
There you are. I've got great news. When you use your Capital One Venture card to book and pay for a room on hotels.com/venture, you'll earn 10 miles for every dollar you spend at thousands of hotels. Doesn't that sound amazing?
It does. Just like the smooth jazz in this hotel lounge.
Wow, Captain Obvious. I didn't realize you were such a jazz fan.
I have two loves in my life, this deal and the jazz tuba.
Clearly, it loves you right back. What's in your wallet?
Offer available through January 2020. Capital One Bank USA N.A.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
In this moment, who has your back? Do you know the name of your insurance agent? Does your agent know your name? Or would you call a 1-800 number that connects you to who? Another state? Another country? Get a local independent insurance agent with Auto Owners Insurance. Someone you can call when bad stuff happens. In this moment, get an agent who will protect you in that moment. Hello, this is Susan Morrison. That agent is here at House Chilson Insurance. Come see us today at 400 White Spar Road. We are one of the only locally owned and operated independent insurance agencies left in Prescott.
Are you looking for the perfect place to get all your printing done? Whether it's preserving precious family photos or vinyl graphics for your work truck, A&E Reaper Graphics has you covered as your local one-stop print shop. Having served Northern Arizona for over 15 years, our customer service is unparalleled as we take care of both your personal and professional printing jobs. From brochures to baby shower invites, A&E Reaper Graphics is your one-stop print shop.
You. Yeah, you. Has curb appeal been on your mind? Bet it is now. This is Sam from Prescott Dirt. Let us help you make a Pinterest-worthy yard to show off. With all our new rock colors, you can beautify your yard and blow your neighbors away. Find your inspiration and bring it to Prescott Dirt. We'll make your yard as unforgettable as you are. We have locations in both Prescott and Prescott Valley, so there's no excuses. Call us today, 636-5844, or online at prescottdirt.com.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. Our first guest today is Chelsea Solis, and she's here with Prescott Farmers Market. Thank you for being here today.
You're welcome. It's a pleasure.
So I loved how you explained your last name. Please explain it to our audience. How do I say it again?
So sawless, like you are without a saw.
I love that. That is hilarious. I will never forget it. That's completely funny to me. So Chelsea, what's going on at the Prescott Farmers Market?
So we have a ton of cool stuff going on right now. Obviously, we have our Saturday market taking off in full swing. We're getting all of our awesome summer vegetables, corn, tomato, the odds, kohlrabi.
So the farmers market is up and running. Everything's going right now?
Yes, it is.
So and how many farmers markets do we have around our Tri-City?
So we have three that we, Prescott Farmers Market, run.
Okay.
Obviously, our Saturday market at Yavapai College. We have our Chino Valley market Thursdays from 3 to 6 at Olson's Grain. And then we are popping up this summer in PV. So our next Prescott Valley market will be at the Granville Community Center on July 16th from 3 to 6.
Granville Community Center. I didn't realize they had a community center.
They have two.
Oh, wow. How fantastic is that? And then with the Chino Valley one, it's at Olson's Grain.
Yes, correct.
And that one is what day again was it?
Thursdays.
Thursdays. And what time is that at?
3 to 6.
3 to 6. Well, what kind of, I know that we were talking earlier about your mission statement. What is your mission statement? What do you guys do?
So our official mission statement is, as a vital part of the economy, the mission of Prescott Farmers Market is to support and expand local agriculture, cultivate a healthy community, and increase access to affordable local food.
So you guys just popped up, is that right? And what made you guys start a farmers market?
So 20 years ago, this is actually our 21st season in Prescott. I'm not completely sure the answer to that question. I've only been working with the market since March. But
no problem. So what are some of the things to expect at the farmers market? Do you have vendors there? Is there entertainment? What can I expect when I go over there?
So on Saturday, that's our largest market. We have so many awesome things. Obviously, our vendors are there. We are a producer-only market. So you are buying the product from the person standing there selling it to you.
So it's directly from wherever that farm is, or from who's growing the food.
Correct. Yep.
Oh, that's great.
So right now, like I said, we have tomatoes, we have corn, squash, we have some awesome hot food vendors. We just got Thai food from Thai Spot, which is actually in Chino Valley. They're coming in on Saturday. We've got quiche. We should be having wood fire pizza come back in the next couple weeks. We've got Lebanese food, just awesome options. Tamales, like come have breakfast, come have lunch, go grocery shopping in the sun. We do have music most Saturdays, and we also have a guest artist coming in every weekend.
So a guest artist, is that somebody that brings like their artwork or somebody that draws right then and there on the spot?
Usually they bring in their artwork.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, we've got jewelry makers. We have Prescott Knitters. We've got an awesome clay maker this weekend. So she makes bowls and plates and just really beautiful things. Like,
so
buy your food, buy your dishes, and
this is something great for the whole family then.
Yes, totally.
So everyone can enjoy this.
Yes.
So I can bring my 2-year-old and bring my grandmother, bring my family. This is just something fun for everyone to do.
Yeah, totally. We've got kids activities. We've got stop by the info booth. You can get a scavenger hunt. We've got fun little veggie tattoos for the kids.
Oh, veggie tattoos. I can't wait. And then in Chino Valley on Thursdays, what kind of things can I expect there to see?
So we have a pretty awesome variety at Chino. We have gluten-free bakers there every other week.
Really?
Yes. So Peace, Love, and Baking Co., shout out, are there. We have Hernandez Farms, Aguiar Farms, our big produce farmers. We also have Two Bites Bakery, so you can get bread, veggies, you can get meat from Broken Horn D Ranch, everything you need to make dinner.
And Hernandez Farms, you said that they do tortillas?
Yes, they do. Yep, they have flour and corn tortillas.
Homemade tortillas?
Mm-hmm.
The original, the actual thing.
Yep.
Oh, that sounds so yummy. On top of that, I can get all my vegetables and everything I need.
Yeah, yeah.
For the farmer's market. Great. Is there a fee?
There's not a fee.
So it's completely free for me to walk in.
Correct.
And all I have to do is just purchase whatever I was going to buy.
Yeah, correct.
So any of the vegetables I want to buy. What about like the kids stuff for tattoos and that kind of stuff?
Totally free.
Oh, that's free too?
Just come check out the info booth. grab a scavenger hunt, grab some tattoos. Yep.
So you also have a scavenger hunt there, and that's for the kids to do?
Yep.
So how does it work?
So we just give them, it's a sheet of paper, and it has different things to find at the market, and it encourages kids to go and check out what we have. It gets them excited about food. If they don't find something, they often come back, and they're like, I didn't find jam. And we're like, well, you know, go check out this booth and ask them if they have jam, and they get to talk to the farmers. And again, it's all part of promoting a healthy community and getting kids excited about fresh produce and knowing where their food comes from.
Yeah, and learning about their food and the environment where their food comes from, because most often kids think it comes from just fast food restaurants.
Yeah, or a box.
You know, a box. Yeah, it comes out of the microwave. That's where their food comes from.
Yep.
Exactly. So this helps them get fresh food, teaches them, educates them about it, and they get the healthy options as well. That's great. What other things do you guys have going on this summer? Are you guys just only for the summertime?
So we are a year-round market.
Oh.
Our Chino Valley market is only in the summer. PV pop-ups, we're kind of on seeing how it works out. We'll see going into the fall, but our Prescott market runs every Saturday year-round.
Year-round. Mm-hmm. I did not know that. That's great.
Yeah.
So, and then in Chino, it's just for the summertime.
Correct. Yep, till the end of October.
Gotcha. Any other upcoming events that you guys got going on?
Yeah, actually, your next guest, Chef Christina, will be there July 7th. She's going to do a taste test and a cooking demo.
And Chef Christina is from Kitch Academy. And what she does is she has her own business, and so she's going to be helping you guys out.
Yeah, yep. She's coming in. She's going to be working at our farm-to-table dinner. As part of our chef team, which is August 19th. And so she's coming just to preview some food that she's going to have and cook. And again, get people excited, try some new ingredients that maybe they don't normally buy, and new ways of cooking. It's awesome. It worked. It's just been a great program.
And what is it called? Farm to dinner?
So it's the farm to table dinner.
Okay.
It's our largest fundraiser of the year. That's happening August 19th. It's a Sunday. The tickets are unfortunately sold out, but you.
Oh no.
Yeah, but we are having a raffle. So you can again stop by the info booth on Saturday and buy a raffle ticket to try to get be put into a drawing to try to win two tickets
and,
to the dinner.
Oh, so there's still two tickets out there is what you're saying.
Yes.
So two tickets out there, and how do I get a hold of those two tickets?
So you come to the info booth and you buy a raffle ticket. It's $10 for one ticket, but that puts you in a drawing for two dinner tickets.
So it's $10 to enter this raffle, and for two dinner tickets. How much are the dinner tickets normally?
So they're normally $95.
A piece. Wow. So that $10 could be a very lucky $10.
Yes.
So I come to your raffle booth, or just come to your information booth, ask for a raffle ticket, and I am hopefully be a lucky winner. And you're talking the raffle on Saturday, or when do you guys do
this? So we're selling tickets through the end of July, and the drawing will be the last Saturday in July.
The last Saturday in July. Is it all the different farmers markets kind of combined, and then you'll pick a one, or is it just we have to be
at? Yeah, nope. You can come to any of our markets and buy a raffle ticket, and then the last Saturday in July.
The last Saturday in July is when you'll pick that lucky winner.
Yeah.
So what we want to do is go ahead and come out to any farmers market, grab your raffle ticket, learn about what's going on in our community, try some of those delicious food that you were talking about, especially those tortillas. Those sound amazing.
Yes.
And come out to Chino Valley's Farmers Market at Olson Grains on every Thursday.
Yep, every Thursday, 3 to 6.
Every Thursday, 3 to 6. And it's just right outside.
Yeah.
And it's free. It's family environment. It's kid-friendly. The kids will have fun. And then hopefully enter that raffle with $10 and win something fabulous.
Yeah.
I did not realize how expensive your tickets were.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, it is a large fundraiser, and it's a fundraiser for a good cause, and it's for the community. Once again, will you just tell us a little bit, any last words that you have to say about the farmers market?
If you want to find us, our website is a great place to start. You can sign up for our monthly newsletter. Also, follow us on Instagram and Facebook. If you're in the inn, we've got beautiful photos and recipes on there. We have farm fan text messages, which is great. You get a text message any Saturday morning or Thursday morning talking about what we have at the market. And then you can also call us.
Well, thank you so much. We'll be back with our next guest, Kitch Academy. Thank you for staying tuned on KQ&A's Talk of the Town Chino Valley Days.
celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a castle insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
Hi, I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers. You gotta admit, Ted, we get pretty popular in the summer.
I know, Adam. We get service calls from all over the Prescott area.
And we also get quite a few from Cottonwood, Clarkdale, and Sedona.
How do you know that?
A little Verdi told me.
Oh, brother.
That's me.
Keep your cool with a quick call to Gettle's High Desert Mechanical, serving all of Yavapai County. G-O-E-T-T-L. Visit GettlesHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's High Desert Mechanical heating, cooling, and plumbing.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Everyone's talking about Augie's Restaurant.
Augie's has the best appetizers and the best martinis ever.
It's got a really great atmosphere, a real homey feeling when you go in there. They got a great service staff that takes care of you from when you walk in to when you leave.
It's warm, it's friendly, it's fun, it's home away from home.
Chef Joel, best chef ever.
Check out Augie's. It's the place to dine on Highway 69, Augie's Frontier Village.
When you need specialized outpatient infusion therapy, you need it to fit into your busy life. But at the same time, you need comfortable, expert treatment. You need the Infusion Center in Prescott Valley on the campus of YRMC East. At the Infusion Center, you'll find state-of-the-art care with your lifestyle and healthcare needs in mind. Your convenience and comfort are foremost. You'll register right there at the center. No need to visit the hospital admitting department. And each infusion bay is spacious and private with a laptop plug-in and a private television. We work closely with your physician, and we teach you how to care for yourself during therapy so that you can be an active partner in your treatment. Just like you, our goal is your good health so that you can continue enjoying the life you love, surrounded by those who care for you. The Infusion Center at YRMC East, next to the Breast Care Center. For more information, call 442-8741 or visit yrmc.org.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. Today I have our next guest, which is Kitsch Academy and Chef Christina Jones with me here today. Hi, Christina. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thanks for being on our show.
Of course.
Talk to me a little bit about Kitsch Academy. What is it?
So Kitsch Academy is a unique culinary education experience. I travel to you and I work with you in the comfort of your home. And we talk about what your struggles are in the kitchen, whether it's, okay, I don't know how to cook, or it's, okay, I know how to cook, but I'm looking for new applications. And
new applications. So yes. Does that mean, like, I have this one random ingredient, and it's always, like, in one recipe, and I bought it, but I don't ever use it again, and that stinking thing was, like, $12. So can you teach me how to reuse it?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Really?
Even to do without something. Like, if you find a recipe and it has an ingredient that you don't think you'll ever use again.
Like peanut butter.
Yep. We'll talk about maybe substituting it or leaving it out.
Oh, great. So what you can do is you come to my house and is it cooking lessons?
Yes. We can do one-on-one cooking lessons, or we could also do a cooking party. Can get the girls together or other couples and have a night in. Can drink a bottle of wine, cook. We could all cook together, and then you guys make a good meal and or you guys all sit down and
so for a party, so I can invite all my girlfriends in, we can have some wine, and this is a way for you to teach us how to kind of all learn how to cook one thing, maybe.
Yes.
Like how to make a great fettuccine Alfredo.
Yes.
And something great for our families, and then we can take home and try it then and there.
Yes.
So we each of us learn how to make it.
Yes.
Oh, fun. Mm-hmm. What a fun experience. And you'll just come to our house or,
yes.
you know, the person's house.
Yes.
Oh, how fun is that? What made you want to do this?
Well, I have about 11 plus years in the culinary industry. I went to culinary arts school, and then I also have background in education. And then there's like three different steps here. So those two, and then I became a certified health coach, and they taught us how to create our own health coaching program. So I took my culinary education background, my educational experience, and combined the two and created Culinary Companionship.
Which is your own company, Kitch
yes.
Academy.
Yes.
Wow. I love it. What are some of the other services you can offer?
So there's the one-on-one, we'll do a consultation, there's the cooking parties, and I'll, work with adults and also kids. So, you know, like a clown at a birthday party, maybe.
Gotcha.
You know, we can, decorate cupcakes, or we can make their own mini pizzas.
You know, and this sounds like a perfect gift that I would like to give, you know, somebody for their birthday or, you know, Mother's Day just passed, but, you know, we've got other things going on. Is this a great, can I give this service to somebody? Is that something that I can say, you know, would be a really great experience for my mom and her friends to get together? Can I just, is there a way that we can do that?
Yes, I have gift certificates available for purchase on my website. And as well as all the other services are listed on my website, you can go on there. And
what is your website?
My website is ChristinaMJones.com.
ChristinaMJones.com.
Yep.
And that has everything that you're just talking about, and you can definitely do gift certificates and do a bunch of other set up, you know, different events for your family.
Yes.
I know you do other things in the community, and our last guest, Prescott Farmers Market, they just spoke about you. What is some of the things that you're doing with them?
So July 7th is actually going to be my first day with them as guest chef. I'll be, I guess, taking over their educational booth, and I'll be in there and be cooking with a variety of, seasonal vegetables.
Seasonal vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
So you're a guest chef for the Prescott Farmers Market. How fun is that?
Yes.
They were just talking to me about all the different vegetables and everything that was in season and everything that they've got going on. So you're going to take those seasonal vegetables and make something with it?
Yep, I will utilize, I'll probably pick one vegetable and
simmer.
No, I'll let that be the main focus of what I'm cooking, but I'll also utilize other stuff to other vegetables.
Do you have an idea of what you're making?
Yes, I'm thinking something with corn in July.
So, like a corn chowder? Corn
probably
gumbo?
It's going to be hot. This has been a hot summer, for me at least. So it's going to be something cold, definitely.
Do you like a corn gazpacho?
Maybe. I don't know if I'll puree it or not. So, because I'll have limited equipment there. So I might grill the corn, let it cool down, take it off the cob, and make some kind of slaw, maybe.
Oh, like a corn slaw. I never even thought you could do something like that.
Yeah.
How fun is that? What I love about you is you're completely an outside-the-box thinker. and you also serve healthy food, and you help others, you know, with healthy food.
Yes.
And so that's one of the great things that I love about you. And so you don't do catering?
No, I do not do catering. I don't do four. I like to teach you. So I'm a very big advocate of teach a man how to fish, feed him for a lifetime, how that saying goes.
So you'd rather not do any catering, don't want to do it, but say, hey, let me teach you and show you how to make it yourself.
Yes.
And teach you how to make these delicious dinners. Can you do appetizers, or is it just dinners, or is it drinks? Is it limited to anything?
Nope.
So it's not. Anything that you want to do completely. So yes. If I wanted to do a complete party, a dinner party,
yes.
And invite everybody, we can start from the very beginning to, you know, your first like pre-drink.
Yes.
All the way to your appetizer,
yes.
Entree.
I actually have one of those scheduled coming up in July.
And yes. What kind of party is that?
It's a dinner party just for guests, and he wants to do a barbecue. So,
Fun.
So I am going to, we're doing a pre-consultation a week before because I want to know, okay, what do you want to cook? What, like, I want to see his space and what type of equipment he already has. So
before you go out to your location, you just said that you mentioned you do a pre-consultation.
Yes.
And that's really important for you.
Yes, because I do provide you, together we come up with a menu or food item that you want to make or you want to learn how to make or you want to serve to your guests, and we'll talk about it, and then I'll provide you with a grocery list and of items that you will be required to have on our initial.
Before.
Yes.
So what I can do is if I want to invite all my guests, what I would do is just say, hey, Christina, I want to be the one to be with you in the kitchen and cook it for my guests. And then is that possible? Is that something we would do together? And then our guests enjoy basically the food mm-hmm. that you helped me prepare for them.
Yep. That's why I'd like to have a consultation mm-hmm. to know, okay, do you just want you and I to be cooking, or do you want your guests to be involved in the cooking as well?
Well, and can the guests be involved by watching and learning and doing that, not necessarily
of course.
Getting involved and cooking it all, but they can at least see it and learn about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the education part of it as well for them.
Yes.
So they get to learn about the different types of ingredients, what's going in there. And if you're obviously allergic to something, so let's mm-hmm. say, you know, there's a dish that I really like, but I hate peanuts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We can substitute that for anybody, for anything.
Oh, yeah.
So you'll teach me how to substitute any of that stuff. Great. I love this already.
Yes.
I know that you do other community events in our community as well.
Yes.
What are some of the other places that you do it for?
The zoo, the
Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary is oddly enough, it ties into our next guest as well. What do you do there at the sanctuary?
I cook the hot portion of the breakfast, for Breakfast with the Animals.
Oh yes. Heritage Park Zoo does Breakfast with the Animals and you are their guest chef.
Yes.
So you do that every month. They have a new animal that they feature.
Yes.
We don't cook them.
No.
But you actually have a prepared meal for each one.
Yes.
And once again, I talked about your outside the box thinking. I know that you had did a menu with the tiger, with Cassie the tiger.
Yes.
And I know that you did it focused on a tiger.
Yeah, so she's a Bengal tiger, so I did a bagel egg bake. So
bagel egg bake. I love the creativity. I know that they also had Outlaw Donuts there too, and Outlaw Donuts did striped donuts in honor of Cassie the tiger.
They themed their donuts around the animals too. They had this last month was the deer and pronghorn, and they had pretzel antlers.
Oh, my gosh. How cute. What did you do this last month?
I did scrambled eggs with spinach and polenta, which is kind of like an Italian grits.
Delicious. I'm not sure what polenta is, but it sounds yummy.
It was delicious. A lot of people didn't know what it was, but they were open to trying it, which was good.
And what was the turnout? Did they like it?
Yes, they loved it.
The polenta?
Mm-hmm.
And what are you doing for this coming month?
This month is the Galapagos turtle.
That's a mouthful.
They just got back. And what am I doing? I think I'm going to do pancakes. I might dye them green. I don't know yet. And then
green pancakes.
Some like single serving, like muffin size hash brown and egg. So because they have the shell, they carry their their shells on their back. And so it's going to carry your food around with
that
you.
Is so cute. I love the idea. That's fantastic. And so that's what you're doing with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. And I know that you had mentioned earlier that you had another gig coming up too. Was it the other ladies that you were doing a consultation with?
Oh, yes. The Women of Prescott group?
Yes.
They have a meeting July 24th, and I will be speaking in front of them. Can I say her name? Beverly Swanson. We're going to meet and talk about what I want to make, and I'm thinking something with beets. So we'll see.
With beets?
Yeah.
So you can cook with beets or?
Mm-hmm. Cook with beets.
The only time I see beets is out of a can. So you're saying that's not right?
No.
So.
Not the best.
What are the kind of things that you do with beets?
I've seen, like a roasted beet salad with other various root vegetables. But I'm thinking of doing a beet hummus. Of pureeing them, so
a beet hummus. That sounds absolutely delicious. And so you just puree it, and what mm-hmm. would you serve it with? Crackers and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, just like regular hummus. So
and things like that.
Chips.
Great. And so and those are different things that you do within our community mm-hmm. as well as your company.
Yes.
And so you started Kitch Academy in order to just kind of it's a culinary companion.
Yes.
And what's your goal? What is your goal for this year?
My goal for this year is just to get out in the community, to get my face known, to meet all you wonderful people. and to build my clientele. I have an email, newsletter email sign-up sheet out there, too.
And what does your newsletter consist of? Is it, like, recipes? Is it things I can do?
It's various things. If an idea comes into my head, that would make a good newsletter. I'll write it up. So if it's a recipe or if it's a good cooking tip or how to grow something, I mean, I'll put it out there.
So, great.
The things I'm involved
so
with.
How can we get a hold of you?
You can visit my website, ChristinaMJones.com. I'm on Facebook under Kitch Academy, and I am also on Instagram under Kitch Academy.
So the next time we'll see you out in the community was at the Prescott Farmers Market?
Yep, that's the next one coming up.
And what day was that again?
July 2nd.
July 2nd is the time we'll see you?
No,
or the
7th. Sorry.
July 7th is when we can see you at the Prescott Farmers Market in action.
Yes.
And you will be doing some sort of corn meal or some kind of corn chowder.
Yes.
Something delicious there.
Yes.
Well, thank you, Christina, for being on our show.
Before we go, I do want to say a shout out. Hello, Jaden. Happy belated birthday. Sorry I didn't call. You turned 18 this month. It's awesome. So just wanted to say hi to him.
Give a shout out to Jaden.
Yes,
definitely. Well, thank you so much, Christina. I appreciate all of your tips and thank you for being on our show today.
Yes, thank you for having me.
Well, we appreciate it. We'll be back with more KQ&A's Talk of the Town.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rentals, and we're proud to be a long-time local business with 3 locations to serve you. Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69 in Prescott Valley and Dewey, and online all the time at AffinityRV.com.
Affinity RV, bringing family and lifestyle together.
Hi, Lisa here with the plants of the week and our Royal Burgundy Barberry.
We finally perfected Barberry with burgundy velvet foliage that holds its color through summer, changing to red in fall.
Celebrate summer heat and hardy as can be, and javelina are no problem.
This knee-high shrub grows with little to no care.
A big bull plant is just $36 and only found at Waters Garden Center.
1815 Iron Springs Road in Prescott, where people who love Royal Barberries, they love to shop.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Animals. Someone asked me how people would know from our name that we sell a huge variety of food for pets and barnyard animals. I thought for a little bit and said, the food we sell is just part of what we do. And although we have an incredible amount of high-quality pet foods, feed for barnyard animals and the wild birds, the resulting health of your animals is our main reason for being, our mission. That's why we call ourselves Olson's for Healthy Animals. When you walk into Olson's, you should know that you're not just going to get food, but also the confidence that what you purchase will be healthy for your pet or barnyard buddy. We've been doing this for 38 years in North Central Arizona with our stores in Chino, Prescott, Dewey, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale. We'll also take your purchase out to your vehicle, and we welcome special orders. We're Olson's for Healthy Animals. The health of your animals is our mission. Go to olsonsfamily.com for the location of the Olson's store nearest you.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
We're KQ&A.
It's coming up on 2 minutes after 4 on this Monday, June 25th. Thanks for ranking the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. It's almost time for the 131st edition of the world's oldest rodeo. The first performance of the Prescott Frontier Days Rodeo is this Thursday night at 7:30. The Happy Hearts Rodeo for Exceptional Children will also take place that night. All performances are held on the Prescott Rodeo grounds off Fair Street. During a live appearance on KQ&A's Talk of the Town, Frontier Days General Manager J.C. Trujillo described what else will be taking place during Rodeo Week.
The dance Thursday, Friday, Saturday of our rodeo this year at the end of Whiskey Road. And then, of course, our great parade.
Trujillo says there's some added incentive for competitors this year.
We added more money. We're at $13,000 an event last year, so we're adding $125,000 to the purse.
Additional rodeo performances are 7:30 Friday night through Tuesday, July 3rd, and 1:30 Saturday afternoon and on the 4th of July. A reminder to use caution when hiking in hot temperatures.
Just before 11 Saturday morning, the Prescott Fire Department responded to a hiker who was suffering from heat-related problems after hiking on the trail system around Watson Lake. The Prescott Regional Communications Center was able to determine the hiker's location through that person's cell phone. It took crews about 45 minutes to get to the hiker, who was given water and was helped out of the area. And the hiker did not require any medical treatment. This is Russ Edwards reporting.
A van is a total loss following a fire in the Ponderosa Park community in Prescott.
Just after 1 yesterday afternoon, Prescott Fire Department and Central Arizona Fire and Medical Authority crews responded to a fully engulfed van with fire spreading to the surrounding pine needles and into a pine tree. Next to the van was a small travel trailer with propane tanks that was heavily impacted by the heat and flames. The owner of the van said he'd been working on replacing a fuel pump on the van. When the fire started, it spread rapidly despite the use of 3 fire extinguishers. The travel trailer suffered extensive damage as heat from the fire spread into the walls of the trailer. There were no injuries in the incident. Also yesterday afternoon, crews responded to a fire on Ranger Road in Prescott. Just before 12:30, it appears a foreign object, possibly a piece of laundry, hit the power line above Ranger and Carla Vista Drive. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
A Prescott Valley man is facing charges in La Paz County.
The La Paz County Sheriff's Office Investigations Unit was notified of an alleged sexual relationship between a former student and a former teacher at Salom High School. That investigation resulted in an arrest warrant, which was obtained through the La Paz County Salom Justice Court 5th Precinct. Michael O'Boyle has been arrested in Prescott Valley and booked into the Camp Verde Jail. A search warrant has been executed at O'Boyle's home with the help of the Prescott Valley Police Department's Criminal Investigations Unit. He's facing 16 counts of sexual conduct with a minor. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Prescott City Council meets at 3 tomorrow afternoon to consider a change to an agreement with ADOT.
According to City Manager Michael Lamar, the city and ADOT entered into the agreement in 2013 for a Safe Routes to School project. This agreement involves improvements on Coronado Avenue near Lincoln School. The change to the agreement would increase federal grant funding from $286,000 to $622,000. A required City of Prescott match of $90,000 would cover the updated cost of the project. The council meeting will be held at City Hall on South Cortez Street. At 1, council will meet in a closed session to conduct reviews of the city manager, city clerk, and city attorney. I'm Nick Canuel reporting.
News sponsored this hour by Wallach & Volk. A check of your KQ&A weather is next. Brought to you by Gettles High Desert Mechanical. KQ&A news time is 4:05.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah. We still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Hi, this is Dave Barrett of Barrett Propane. After a very dry winter, this year's fire season could be more dangerous than normal. As a former hotshot, I'd like to share some tips on being prepared if you have a propane tank. Know how to shut off your propane tank, and in the event of a wildfire, do so, if safe, if you must evacuate your home. Clear a 10-foot area around your tank and remove any combustibles that can easily ignite. And remember, never store your barbecue cylinders indoors or in an enclosed area. You can find more fire preparation safety tips at BarrettPropane.com. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
We've been celebrating Prescott Brewing Company's annual June Barbecue Month for 2 weeks now, where Prescott Brewing Company joins the summer party with some outstanding barbecue specials all month long. No 2 weeks are the same, and each week's special comes with made-in-house cowboy beans, coleslaw, and a green chili cheddar cornbread muffin. Week 3 features smoked St. Louis-style ribs, and week 4 ends the month with a smoked shredded chicken barbecue sandwich, and all for only $14.99. Be sure to join us at Prescott Brewing Company, your hometown barbecue brewery, every June.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm your host, Lorette Brashear, and I'm with our next guest, Ronald Brashear, and he is with Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. How are you doing today, Ron?
I'm doing well, Lorette. How are you?
Doing well. So what's going on at Heritage Park Zoo?
What's not going on at Heritage Park Zoo?
So you guys got so much going on there. Hey, so I heard a rumor, and let me know if this is true or not. I heard a rumor that there may be new babies at the zoo.
You heard right. We actually we have some new deer in the back. They're called Sika deer. And we have four females and one male. And just on Saturday, we had a new baby male. And 2 weeks ago, we had a baby female.
Oh, my gosh. How adorable. So we have, you guys had two baby deers. Oh, they sound adorable. And they're called Sika deers?
Correct.
Where is that?
It's behind the raccoon enclosure right now. You really can't see them. If you're around the raccoons, you can see them. We're going to be building a pathway here in the next few months, so you can actually see it. We don't have a date that we're going to be done with that, but at some point you can. But when you're driving down Willow Creek, if you look at the zoo, we're right there. You can actually see them because they're pretty much right on the edge of the fence there.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited. I can't wait to see them. They sound adorable.
We actually also have some fallow deer, two males. So we got these deer not too long ago, so they're
new additions.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
So that's going to be part of the exhibit once we get that opened up.
So new expansions going on, new additions, and new babies. Wow, you guys are busy down there, huh?
Told you, there's always something.
And what else do you guys got going on?
A couple of events that we have coming up on June 28th. We have Zoo by Moonlight, which seems to be a really big hit with most people nowadays. They love to come out there.
Well, Zoo by Moonlight is fantastic because you can go during the day or at nighttime when it's not hot.
Correct.
Right now, you know, with it reaching 90s and it's just been super hot lately, so nobody really wants to get out there. And I'm sure the animals don't like the heat either.
No. And so the Zoo by Moonlight, so on June 28th, we actually have it July 27th, August 26th, and September 24th. We close at 5, but we reopen at 8 o'clock, and we stay open from 8 to 9:30. We say bring your flashlights, so it is dark there. So you do want to bring a flashlight, and it's neat just to see the animals. They're more peaceful.
So it's all the nocturnal animals you get to see. Well, I know when people go to the zoo, sometimes they complain that they don't get to see the clouded leopards.
Yeah, and that they usually come out quite a bit as it gets darker. And actually, during the summer, so in June, July, and August, we're going to keep the zoo open on Saturday nights till 8 o'clock, which really gets you that
Oh, my gosh. Get
view.
Out of town. You guys are going to be on Saturday nights, have the zoo open from 8 till 8 p.m.?
Well, we open at 9, and then we're going to be open till 8 p.m., and that's going to be every Saturday through August.
Every Saturday through August.
And that is some of the best time to come because the animals really start to move around 5:30. So if you haven't seen some of your favorite animals and you really want to see them, please come. We're looking to bring a lot more people in so far, so we're trying to spread the word. So please, if you're looking for something to do on a Saturday evening where you get out of the house and just get to see something neat, please come by the zoo.
And for that, do you also need to bring your flashlight during that time or the daylight still?
Daylight's pretty good still then, so you don't really need a flashlight. Now, maybe as we get closer to August, not sure how, you know, dark. I can't remember when it gets dark in August, but...
What a special treat. This doesn't happen very often, but the zoo will have extended hours on Saturday evenings. And every Saturday, you said, from June, July, and August.
Correct.
And it will be until 8 p.m. I love this. This is a great way to enjoy your family and enjoy the animals on a nice, cool evening.
Yeah, because sometimes Saturday, if it's, you know, 90 degrees, maybe
don't want to get out, yeah.
And neither do the animals, so.
So what else you guys got going on down there?
Well, a couple other things we have going. Zoo Littles, which is for our preschool, so 3 to 5-year-olds.
So Zoo Little program.
Yep, they get out there. They get to play in the garden, and we teach them, try to teach them about...
Animals, water conservation,
correct.
Insects. So, yep. And they learn this from 3 to 5 years old.
Correct.
And that's the
it's
Zoo
a
two-hour program.
Class, which is nice. So it's from 9:30 to 11:30 on most Wednesdays and Saturdays.
So it's on most Wednesdays and Saturdays. And do you have to go to all the classes or could you just pick one?
Just one.
Oh, okay. So, and if I wanted to, I can pick, like, I can want to go to this Wednesday, this Saturday. Kind of you pick and
but
choose?
But she'll need to call us because we are booking fast.
Okay.
We do have some that are already booked, which is good. So you need to call the zoo if you're interested. And our phone number is 928-778-4242 to hear more about it and see what openings we have.
For your Zoo Little programs. Yep. And I know that you have something for the older kids as well.
Correct. We have Zoo Camp, which is for the 6 through 12-year-olds. And that's a whole week. So when you bring in, you're going to be there from 8:30 to 3 o'clock for a whole week. And that is a great program. You get to get behind the scenes. The kids are having water activities or taking hikes to the lake next door. They're learning about the animals, getting up close to them, which you don't usually get to do. So it's a really nice thing for the kids.
Getting up close and personal.
And a break for the parents.
Our last guest was Christina Jones, and she's with Kitch Academy. And she was saying how she collaborates with the zoo.
Correct. We do our breakfast with the animals. I believe you had said before, so on July 14th, we're going to have the tortoise, and that's going to be a really neat program. We have the Galapagos tortoise right now, which are huge. Say something.
They aren't the little guys.
No. If you haven't been out there, you're looking, you know, a couple hundred-pound tortoise. So.
And I heard
large.
That you actually get to feed them.
You're going to be able to feed them some lettuce, so it's going to be a little bit more of a up-close and personal.
Hands-on with them as well.
Yeah.
And what a great experience with them, and because you don't get to see them. They're not around. The tortoises are not around year-round.
Nope.
They're only here for the summertime.
Yep, because it gets a little too cold come the winter.
They don't like the cold. So with them, you get up close and personal. You'll get to feed them some lettuce, and you'll get a presentation about them. Is that correct?
Yep. We have a nice presentation.
We already know you're going to get a delicious meal with Christina Jones.
She is incredible. The whole zoo staff, whenever we know we're having breakfast with the animals, are quite excited because they know they're going to get a good meal that morning. So,
great. And so that one is coming up on...
Well, that's July 14th. And just to tell you some more that we have, on August 11th, we're going to have the mountain lions. On September 8th, it's going to be the black bear. And on October 13th, one of our favorites people come quite a bit to are the gray wolves.
And I know those ones sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah, so please call if you're interested. And I'll give the number another time. It's 928-778-4242. And please book early because, yeah, we probably will run out of room.
Yeah, you guys have so much going on at the zoo this summer.
And we actually have something outside of the zoo.
Oh, right. Well, tell us all about it.
Well, we're going to have a booth at the Prescott Frontier Rodeo. So please drop by and see us.
Oh.
And what a lot of people don't realize is that your rodeo ticket will get you a free entry into the zoo. So do not throw away your tickets. Save those. The ticket stub will get you a free entry to the zoo through Saturday, July 7th.
Oh my gosh. How wonderful is that? What great news. So if you're going to the rodeo, save your ticket stub and you can get in free at the zoo.
Yep, it's for one entry. So each stub will get one entry fee in to the zoo. It's sort of, you know, we support the rodeo going on, so
and
it's nice
support
to
our
do.
Local community,
yep.
And it gives people from out of town as well.
Yeah, people that haven't seen the zoo didn't even know we had a zoo. That's why we want to have a booth to let people know, hey, Prescott has a zoo. I don't like hearing people say, you guys have a zoo in Prescott.
Right, especially that. So that's one of your goals is to get out there. And what a great way to give back to the community. I really love that. So you don't throw away your rodeo stubs, and that way you can have them here.
Yep, and like I said, that's going to go through July 7th.
Great. All right, and then what else do you guys got?
We have our biggest event of the year is the Taste of the Wild, and this year the theme is going to be New Year's in October.
New Year's in October.
Because it's October 7th. So.
I love it. I think you guys are doing that because they're traditionally the zoo's been, it's cold during January, so nobody can really do a celebration.
No, so this October is usually when we have Taste of the Wild. It's just a really fun event. I like to say it's going to be the best Prescott event of the year.
So, great.
And I know we're a little bit early out, but the reason we're mentioning it, if you go to our website or if you call us, you can buy your tickets early. And anyone that buys it before July 1st, it's only $65 compared to the $75 regular fee. So you can save $10, get that early bonus ticket.
So you can go right now and buy your ticket for Taste of the Wild, and it's for $65, and you go online.
Yeah, let me give you our web address.
Sure.
This also lists all of our events, so if you go there, you can see what is happening at the zoo. And it's www.heritageparkzoo.org. And once again, or you can call us, and that's 928-778-4242.
You guys have such great events going on. If you haven't had a chance to go out to our local treasure, please do. They are a diamond in the rough. What a treat Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary is. You guys have so many great things happening, and we appreciate you guys being here today.
Well, we appreciate the public as well. That's what keeps us alive as a nonprofit, so...
Well, thank you for being here today. This is KQ&A's Talk of the Town, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and live on the web at kqna.com.
I'm Adam Gettle.
And I'm Ted Gettle.
We're the Gettle Brothers from Gettle's High Desert Mechanical.
And the coolest guys in town.
I don't know, Ted. I looked at your high school yearbook picture. There's nothing cool about that.
Yeah, but when people need a new air conditioner, they should come see us, the coolest guys in town.
Just don't look us up in the yearbook.
Oh, brother.
That's us.
It doesn't have to be a long, hot summer when you get air conditioning done right by Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Gettle'sHDM.com. Don't settle. Get Gettle's and stay cool all summer long.
How many Augie's locations are there worldwide? Well, the answer, of course, is one. The one and only Augie's, locally owned, locally operated, locally inspired by you, the people of the Quad Cities. Delicious steak, scrumptious salmon, huge shrimp cocktail, the best martinis bar none. Open every day for lunch and dinner, and ask about Augie's outdoor patio. The place to dine on Highway 69, the one and only Augie's Frontier Village.
You do your best to protect your loved ones, and while you may keep a fresh battery in your smoke detector and have a reliable home security system, there's a whole different type of protection you may be missing. A life insurance policy from Auto Owners Insurance is a way to safeguard your loved ones now and in the future. Meet with your local independent agent and secure a policy today to protect theirs tomorrow. Hi, this is Corey Roseman with House Chilson Insurance. We are one of the only locally owned independent insurance agencies in Prescott. Come see us today at 400 Whitespire Road or call 445-4600.
Are you looking for the right product at the right price with outstanding customer service? A&E Reprographics brings it all together with a variety of printing that includes banners, business cards, and so much more. A&E Reprographics will get you the best products at the best price, all with our 100% customer satisfaction guaranteed. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us on our website, or call 442-9116. That's 442-9116.
Celebrate the 4th of July at Cliff Castle Casino Hotel. Join us for a free family picnic from 4 to 9, including hot dogs, chips, and Pepsi while supplies last, along with carnival games, face painting, a water slide, and a bouncy house. Don't miss the fireworks show blasting off at 9:15, weather permitting. Become a castle insider. Visit CliffCastleCasinoHotel.com today and sign up for weekly updates on promotions and events and receive special offers for insiders only. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, the perfect place to play.
KQNA will begin a live sports broadcast in just a few minutes. But if you'd like, you can still listen to your favorite KQNA talk programs. Just log on at kqna.com for our live 24-hour streaming. We're proud to offer you, our listeners, this programming alternative. And we'd like to thank you for listening to the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQNA. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host, Lorette Brashear.
Welcome back to KQNA's Talk of the Town. I am your host, Lorette Brashear. I'd like to thank our guests today. We had Chelsea Solis. Thank you for letting me know how to say your last name from Prescott Farmers Market. We also had Kitch Academy, Christina Jones, and Ron Brashear from Heritage Park Zoological Sanctuary. Just a few upcoming events and reminders is our chamber luncheon is on July 11th. Please come by, stop in. It's going to be a great luncheon. We're going to have a special guest, AZ, signalsaz.com will be there. They will be discussing how to get, how to do a press release, how to put your things in the newspaper, and how to make sure that your information gets out to the radios and gets out to all the media around town. So it's going to be a wonderful luncheon. Don't miss that. That's going to be on Wednesday, July 11th. It's normally the first Wednesday of the month, but since it is the 4th of July, we've moved it to Wednesday, July 11th, and it's going to be at Gabby's Grill. And then we also have our monthly chamber mixer, and that's going to be on July 17th, and that's going to be hosted by the American Legion Post 40. So that's going to be a great mixer, great networking. Thank you to everyone who came to our last one. We had such a great turnout. This one's going to be a great one with all of our, with the American Legion coming out. We'll have an open bar and everything else and food for that one. So please make sure to come to all those. Thank you all for listening to myself and our guests today. At KQ&A's Talk of the Town on 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and on the web at kqna.com. We'll see you all next time.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by Barrett Propane, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, A&E Reprographics, Prescott Dirt, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.